part two of the May 27th version of Demon Klung's Archer Monologues. We're talking about torture. I think we covered that well enough. And we're talking about Donald Trump. Let me just get this in there. Here it comes. Ready? There's a shitstorm coming, people. Trust me on this. All right, I was talking about Donald Trump. I mentioned the part where he wants to make the U.S. military the greatest, largest, most powerful military on the planet. That itself is lunacy. Obviously, he has some paranoia going for him there. The United States government and the U.S. military is already the largest terrorist organization on the planet. So yeah, let's make that bigger. Let's give it more power. Let's unleash that horror on the planet. Insane. That's just insane. I've heard it said that Donald Trump is speaking for Americans, being a voice for Americans who are frustrated with the status quo and what's going on in this country. That he speaks for us, that he voices our concerns, that he represents our thoughts in regards to America, in regards to the United States government. I think that's just scary, because he sure as hell doesn't speak for me. And although I'm frustrated, it's not exactly the same as, say, some idiot who thinks that, for example, abortion should be a crime again. I've heard that Donald Trump is against abortion or wants to make it illegal. I'm not sure I heard him say that, but he might have said that. And if he did say that, he's disqualified for being president right there, because the government has nothing to say about that medical procedure, which just happens to be legal. So, no, Donald, leave the abortion business to the people and don't even think about it. That's just crazy. Alright, hold on. Alright, switching to Obama. He paid tribute Friday to the silent cry of the 140,000 victims of the atomic bomb dropped 71 years ago on Hiroshima, and called on the world to abandon the logic of fear that encourages the stockpiling of nuclear weapons. Excuse me? Who's stockpiling nuclear weapons? I'm not. I'm sure you're not. We're just trying to survive. But this grand Mr. Obama is going to pay tribute to what? Let's get this clear now. Let's not misunderstand. He's paying tribute to, one of the worst cases of crimes against humanity that's ever been done by any government ever, slaughtering millions of innocent people with a nuke or an atomic bomb. Twice they dropped those bombs on Japan. And there was no legal or justifiable reason for doing so, except that, Harry Truman was a fucking asshole. Boggles the mind. Yeah, sorry, Mr. Obama. I find it offensive that you would, quote, pay tribute to the victims of your country's murderous rampage in 1945. I think that's you gotta laugh or you gotta cry. I mean, come on. He wasn't born then, of course, when that atrocity occurred, when the United States terrorist organization, through its terrorist organization called the U.S. military, murdered hundreds of thousands of people, innocent people, people like, you know, us, that are just living in our town, doing our thing, making, earning a living, trying to have some pleasure in life. We just want to be live in peace and be let alone and not be murdered in our beds. But oh yeah, let's go to Japan and like hold our head up and say, I'm here to pay tribute to the victims of our murderous bombs. Absolutely disgusting. I can't even fathom the thinking of Americans. It's just crazy. I'm not even going to continue talking about Obama and his trip to Japan. I get a vile taste in my mouth just thinking about it. I lost track of where I was. My pause got extended and I forgot what I was talking about. So I'll replay this and pick up where I left off later on today.